This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the brave?
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three on this Sunday morning. And now we're going to go to a longtime friend of mine. We've been through thick and thin together over the years, and quite a guy, Bill Kenny, with a CCA Star Tournament. And we're gonna strike up a conversation this morning. Bill, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Captain Mick. Heck, like we talked about the other day, I'm just happy to wake up.
Aren't you? Me too. You think we'd live this long, the lives we led?
You know what tickles me, and I know a lot of your listeners go a long way back because we're a loyal following, but when I think back to all of the dadgum green fishing I did up until 1983, and I was about 97% bass angler, and all of a sudden a feller named Fred Wallingford invited me to go fishing with you.
Fred Wallingford. I hadn't heard that name in years.
Man, I know. He's probably
dead. Is he still around?
I have no idea. But I just remember he called me and said, "Hey, man, I've got this guy that I think he knows how to catch fish." And I said, "Well, that sounds good. You know, I usually go after green fish." He said, "Well, oh, man, we're going after redfish." And we got out. That was the very first limit of redfish I ever caught in 1983 with you, Captain Mick, and I will never forget that. And
man, that
ever since
the
then, whoo, boy, when we were talking about the tunes the other day,
yeah,
had some fun. Good night. Think about all those secret places we used to have that are no longer secret.
They're gone by the wayside, brother.
I hated hearing your comments about the pencil factory. You know, that's what we're trying to switch around, man. That's
we're trying to do. You know, Bill Harvey killed us. You know, the 2015-16 floods, they were bad, but we've been through that before. That was no big deal. But when Harvey hit in 2017, it was like the last tide out, you know, like some Mike Williams terminology. You know, it just golly, I've never seen my bay system get flushed like it did. And, you know, we've been coming back, but we just can't break over that edge and get those older age class fish, you know, that part of the fishery boosted up like we've had in the past. You know, you've seen the turnarounds. I mean, we fished together forever. We've been through the freezes, 83 and 89 and all that, and we always just came on back strong after about 2 or 3 years, but this has been a tough road to hoe.
Well, it's also been impacted, and I should be probably using the term of slammed, because thanks to the old pioneer spirit of Texans, you know, it's interesting. We have other CCA sister states that want to start a recruitment drive, which is all that the star tournament is. We don't make a dime on it, but we just want to get people, particularly kids, in the water. And we'll go visit with these other states, and they'll say, "Well, how do you do this over in Texas?" And we'll tell them that this is how we do it. And they say, "Well, we can't do that here." And I'll say, "Well, why can't
you? Why not?"
And, yeah. And they say, "Well, we just don't ever do it that way over here." And I said, you know, that's something that really distinguishes us in Texas. There's enough pioneer spirit still alive today that you tell a Texan he can't do something, he's liable to say, "If you'll just move over here to the right, I'm fixing to show you how I'm going to do it."
Yeah, he's going to set out to prove you wrong, yeah.
Well, that's right. And I think that that has really served us well, because since Harvey, we have seen such a massive blue state migration into Texas, because it's a can-do state. It's a
right.
You know, it's pro-business, no state income tax. It's got a conservative base to it, and it's the last bastion of where you can find common sense, it seems like, a lot of places. And with all the people that are coming in that want to be a part of that, you know, I think about it, and it was right before Harvey. This one guy, you know, the folks that come in, we're looking at, Mick, when you and I were fishing, and this is, we've been fishing 10 years, but in the late 80s, you know, the population of the state of Texas was around 15 million. Right now it's at 30 million, okay? So we're up, we've doubled the number of people since 1990, and right now the projections are showing that we're going to be at 37 million in 7 years. That's in 2030. That's a million more people per year. And I started seeing evidence of this, and you know what I'm talking about, because you see, with all these folks coming in, I know in one case, my dentist finally said, man, I know you love to fish. Can I go fishing with you sometime? And I took him out, and I'll never forget this. Tied him on a bone-colored Skidderwalk Jr. with chartreuse belly and silver sides, and he must have dog-walked that for maybe 5 minutes until he had something go off in front of him. And he just saw something violent, and then a giant head shake, and then that fish got air. And all I can tell you is he called me the next day and said, I'm standing in the aisles at Academy, and I'm in the saltwater side. Tell me, start telling me what to get. I ordered a boat from Haney yesterday, and that's
that
what
guy,
happens.
Man.
Blow up like that from a 25-inch trout, and I don't care what country, where you're from, what state you came into Texas for, it's highly addictive, and we know how addictive it is, or we wouldn't have been into it. Heck, I see it every day, and half of our job here is trying to get these kids, Mick, to go fishing, and I swear by night and day, I don't have a job at all. As long as if I can put a 7-year-old on a 20-inch redfish, the fish does all the work. I can move on to the next kid. He's done.
Sure.
I don't ever have to look at him again. You know, so what we love in our hearts has got such an addictive tendency. And when you've got 1 million people per year for the next 7 years coming into this state, and you can talk about what percentage of them get exposed to the coast, but all it takes is a good blow up like that. And you and I both know, like I said, heck, after I finished red fishing with you that day in 1983, I bet I've been back to 10 stock tanks in the last 40 years, only because I was a guest out there and somebody said, come on, throw that Zebco 202 and see what hits it. You know, who cares about green fish after you've had a red fish, you know?
I know.
So
it's just highly sought after, highly touted.
Well, they really are. And, of course, even bigger than that is trout. But the point is that when people, get on it and they just love it, it's just something that it gets in your bloodstream. And then when you add to that the mix of what technology like GPS and all these skinny water boats and areas where you and I, with those old well crafts and hydro sports and everything, we couldn't get into sanctuary areas. We could, but we'd have to stop way out and then tilt up and then putt right in. But we weren't disturbing the area. So many of these little skinny water boats now, you know, that they go, I know I talked to a warden the other day, and I was talking about one of them, I won't name it, and he said, oh yeah, I love to see those things. They're warden magnets, game warden magnets. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, we just sit there in the ditch and just wait for those boats to come out. By the time they hit about 70 or 80 before they T-bone a 14-inch John boat from some guy coming out, you know, we can slap them with tickets. So when you got guys that can blow so fast, that could go anywhere on the water, there's no more honey holes. When you add to that all the pressure of fishermen on the water, and when even talking about those freezes, Mick, I mean, 89 and 90, back then there was only 15 million people in the state. Now there's 30 million. What component of those have bought these high-dollar boats and are now heading out there? There just is no more secret places, and so you just got to do everything you can, particularly if you want these kids to grow up with a conservation ethic and appreciation for the spectacular resources that the state of Texas has from Louisiana to Mexico. We just got to try our best to stay in front of it. I mean, it's just it's going to be hard to do. And, you know, the funny thing is about, and you and I know this, You don't ever have to stop catching. We just need to stop keeping so many.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the luxury of fishing is you can actually take it off the hook and put it back in the water and let it reproduce or let somebody else catch it. You know,
that's exactly right.
Simple math, man.
Yeah, and you can keep, I mean, whatever. There's enough there to have a good dinner, but back in the old days when people were freezing trout, I've had a rule. I won't ever give anyone trout. Hadn't for 25 years. They tell me, oh, yeah, this would be great. I'm going to freeze this tonight. And I say, no, we're not doing that. I'm giving it to you to eat fresh. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to do that. I'll find somebody else who will.
Right.
So it's just something that, you know, when I look, we work a lot, as you know, CCA funded the initial stages of the Sport Fish Restoration Center as a function of Heart Research Institute, which is working with Texas A&M Sea Grant programs and all that down in Corpus. And, you know, in working with Dr. Greg Stuntz, who I mentioned to you the other day, was one of the very
right.
first recipient of a CCA scholarship. These guys are so cutting edge with what they do. You know Pat well when was a guide along with you.
Oh, yeah. Pat Murray, great guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he and Pat and Greg go all the time for reasons to analyze, you know, how are things going? What is the state of the fishery? And when you combine that with all the creel surveys before the freeze of 21, we saw that there was about an annual average of about 350,000 spotted sea trout. And of those, 0.01% of those fish were greater than 30 inches. And
right.
0.08% were larger than 28. And 0.71% were larger than 25. All of those specks from 25 to 30 are all less than 1%.
Yes.
And, you know, if you just do napkin math, it'd tell you that that equates to about 50 trout. Well, this is out of 350,000 trout. 50 trout greater than 30 inches, about 300 trout greater than 28 inches, and almost 2,500 trout greater than 25
yeah.
inches. In those creel surveys, and that's
exactly.
all fishery
hey, Bill,
independent.
Let me stop you at that thought. I'll come back to you. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back, bud.
Okay,
hang with me. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 621 here in the Bayou City. All right, Mr. Bill Kenny, we're back, buddy.
Nice to always be with you. You know, I was just thinking to myself, Mick, going back as far as we do, and when we were talking the other day about the places that we've lost and how we just wish we could all get some bigger trout going. And I just thought about, you know, when when CCA was spawned, Walter Fondren, truly a visionary. I just remember him saying to the board one time, this was probably mid-80s, and I was just one of the volunteers on Houston Central chapter. And I remember he stood up and he said, you know, this was back then when those radical people would crazy enviros that were putting, you know, nails and trees and stuff, all the Greenpeace and Earth First folks and everything. And he stood up in a board meeting. He said, I want to make something very, very clear to everyone here. This organization is founded on recognizing that, you know, humanity can peacefully coexist with conservation. That's why we don't use the word preservation. Conservation
right.
is wise stewardship, not just shut it down and you can't go there. And he said, you know, if the, I've always remembered this, Mick. I think you heard it way back yonder, but he said, you know, if the Sierra Club puts up a sign that says, don't walk on the grass, our members are going to say, what's the freaking grass for? And that's always been the core of any approach that we've taken. And I think that this anticipating this massive population increase, the increase in technology and the boats and the access to all the resources, and recognizing, you know, that prior to the freeze, Texas had the highest saltwater game fish populations anywhere in the country. And a lot of that was because of your listeners and our members and everybody banding together. And, you know, way back yonder when we put the Sea Center together with Dow, and that was a corporate partnership where Dow donated the land and Parks and Wildlife as responsibility for resource manager, got into the trifecta partnership, and then CCA came in representing the user group, and we all agreed that we had to do something, and we built that hatchery at Sea Center that now, coupled with the CCA Marine Development Center down in Corpus, these are the two largest warm water, saltwater hatcheries anywhere in the world, and Texas right. owns both of them. And, you know, we build them under the basis of, hey, we'll lease it to you for $1 a year for 40 years, and then the lease automatically renews. And, you know, who'd have thunk it, Mick, yeah. back then? As of last December, you know, we have just released our 1 billion fish out of those hatcheries.
Wow.
And it's staggering to think that they're, you know, generating average production anywhere from, just depending upon conditions and everything else, from 30 to 50 million baby fish per year being dumped into Texas coastal waters, literally 52 weeks out of the year. Those Parks and Wildlife trucks are driving off and dumping baby fish back into the bays for the benefit of all Texas citizens to catch. And that's why things have been explosive. But you have to make sure that even though you can build a fishery that's without equal when compared to anywhere else in the country, nobody else has a pair of hatcheries. Why they don't, I don't know. But they just hadn't had the foresight or the angler or the attitude, that Texan pioneer attitude we were talking about, to end up building it. And if you don't have that vision, I heard a guy, one of these bios, Dr. Elko, say you either live in vision or you live in circumstance. And, you know, that philosophy, you know, pretty much hits most areas of our lives, whether it's our career or home ownership or retirement plans or college savings or whatever. And that is kind of the mindset that, you know, CCA has always taken for the fish. Don't care about anything. If it's for the fish, this is what we got to do. And yeah. so, you know, that mission to conserve, promote, and enhance coastal resources for the benefit of the public for now and for future generations, I think has really kind of made itself felt, because you realize that after that freeze of 21 in February, if it were not for your listeners and all of us banding together, granted, we had emergency regulations to change, but if we hadn't been banding together to lay off of keeping more fish, we wouldn't have had the spring back that we've had so far. And so, you know, there's some really good signs that, you know, things are not only improving, it's there's some places that that's not the case. Matagorda Bay is still down 44%. Their speckled trout populations from the pre-freeze levels. San Antonio Bay is another one, 38%. But the changes that are being made, and particularly with what CCA has done and committed, you know, at each of these banquets, we've had all the years, you know, thank God there's so many people that care to support marine conservation. And when the board announced last year that they're channeling $5 million it's all the proceeds from the banquets in the last 5 years. All of it's going into oyster restoration. And those little critters, as you and I know, you know, you remember back in the day when we couldn't get more amped up about heading to an oyster reef or whatever. And, you know, we knew that who would have thought that one lowly oyster could filter 50 gallons of water a day. We wondered why, you know, the water was clearer around those reefs. And I remember when you and I would be just trudging little hodges or big hodges or the tunes. And when you told me the other day that neither one of little or big hodges is still even alive. That's what we got to get these oyster reefs back. You know, there's 300 species that live around these oyster reefs. And so that restoration and commitment of $5 million cash, and of course, I'm very pleased that I just heard from our friends over at Whataburger. Whataburger's always been a big sponsor, and one of their foundations just pledged $50,000 to add to the $5 million. And there's others that are coming forward, and we've now cracked the code on what it takes to build one. They're horribly expensive. But with a
It's very expensive. People have no idea what that substrate and the efforts cost. It's mind-boggling.
It's a quarter million. I'll tell you what it costs. $250,000 an acre.
And how many acres have we lost in Galveston Bay? 18,000 or something like that?
Yeah, it's something giant.
It's mind-boggling. It's, you know, and Steve Hillman's real sharp on that, and he's a good friend of mine. We talk all the time, and I know what you're doing, the CCA and everybody, and it seems like just a little pinprick here and there, but a little bit here goes a long way because they continue to grow. If we can keep the environment right, we don't get any severe floods or too much salinity. It's a delicate balance that people don't realize what it takes.
You nailed it, Mick. I mean, there's so many things that are going on in the dynamics of just the ecosystem. And, you know, I applaud you, and I remember only too well that 28-foot wall of water that Ike brought. And I remember that darn thing making it all the way, you know, up to I-10 above.
Yeah, it covered I-10 up my way. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I've lived on Trinity Bay all my life and never seen tides like that, not even out of Carla.
Oh, it was just absolutely brutal. And, you know, I was really impressed that so many of the, you know, the for-profit oyster industry on Galveston Bay was essentially wiped out in one swooping blow. And it was really great to see that both industry got with parks, and we were involved as well, started setting up these permits. And now these guys have started to groom. They're doing the same thing that CCA will be doing on a larger scale coastwide with these restoration efforts. But these Galveston Bay oystermen, you know, they've now got their own private leases. And let me tell you, it's a big difference. If you and I were dragging, just for the sake of dragging, a public reef until we drag it till it's just, you know, gumbo.
Right.
And there goes the reef. And then we ain't got any way to make a dime and keep our family fed. But if you build your own reef and protect it, once it's yours and you put the sweat and hard work in to get it there, then by God, you're going to take a lot better care of it. And that's what we're seeing in these reefs. And
These oyster guys, they're sharp cookies, man. They know their business. They're environmentalists themselves. I mean, they're into it.
They do. And I just applaud them. And if we do that more and more, and, of course, one of the conditions that was made when the board assigned, this is the largest project that CCA has ever committed to, even bigger than the opening Cedar Bio. But, you know, $5 million cash, that's just basically everybody that goes to a banquet. And if they say buy a live auction item or whatever, we just swept all of the money, the proceeds that was coming from these banquets, and just stuck it in a giant kitty that's now been allocated. We're lining up contractors, we're lining up everything. But the board mandate was, once these reefs are established, and of course, noting the cost, as we just talked about, once they're established, these are going to be sanctuary reefs. That is, they can't be drug. Okay? So
right.
This will be for the fishermen. It's just a habitat mecca where these 300 species can inhabit that, and it's just it's a baby fish factory. And so we've got to have the vision to take these things.
Yeah, because it's, where they, you know, like you're saying, it's hard to grow fish without habitat. You have to have the habitat to maintain the resource. You've got to have it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just something that, you know, when CCA established the Habitat Today for Fish Tomorrow, you know John Blaha. He's done just an outstanding
known John forever.
Job.
Great guy.
We've stuck, to $10 million that I know of in projects in just the past 4 years. So it's something that if everybody bands together and we realize that we, all along, that's funny how people get upset about something, but nobody ever said you had to stop catching. Just stop keeping so many so we can propagate the species. And I know I told you, I think I sent you one of those grids from Heart Research Institute.
Right.
I hope you looked at it and saw.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, when you see on that one that's talking about, you know, how many eggs per batch and how many eggs per season that you're getting from these various fish, plus when you think about the sheer numbers of them, you know, if we've got less than 1% 30 inches or larger, and we know that, but we got, you know, 18% of them that are 16 inches long.
Yeah.
And so when you couple the 16s with the 15-inch trout and the 17-inch trout, you know, before you know it, you've got about 90% of the species. Well, when you look at what the actual output is on fish that are that size, you know, a 16-inch trout is dropping roe at the rate of about 11 million eggs per year, or excuse me, 6.5 million eggs per year. A 19-inch fish is 11 million eggs per year. A 21 is 15 million eggs per year. A 23 is 20 million eggs per year. 25 is 26 million eggs per year. 26 is 29 million. And so you see that band of everything that's between 20 and 30 is where the, and think about the genetics on those fish. Any fish that makes it that far are the fish that you and I were complaining about we can't find anymore because it's been so fished down. But now when you figure that the length on those fish, who doesn't want to catch a 20-inch fish or a 25-inch fish versus a 16?
Well, that's right. That's what we go for. Let me do this next break, and then we'll continue on. This is good stuff.
Okay.
Hang on, Bill. I'll be right back at you.
Well,
I need to take a moment to tell everyone about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display and all their regulators, diffusers. They refill your bottles there at the store. If you need more info, call Jason Cochran at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood, no farm-raised at Boyd's. If you're looking for the big 9-12s, the 15-18s, they've got them. Great price, great availability. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food there. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already. All right, let's continue some more good conversation with Bill Kinney with the CCA. Bill, we are back, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking over and over, Mick, you know, we have so many good memories. You know, we're so overdue to catch up. I was just thinking about Guides Cup 90, Guides Cup 91, some of the fun that we had back then. And, you know, the one thing that just sticks with me is that we always were trying to get, and you were so good about this, trying to get these younger kids on the water and an appreciation of what it is that is totally changed the vector of our lives, Mick. And you know, these kids that if we don't teach them about why this coastline, this 600 miles that Texas calls our own, is so special, then we have really, really made an error. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, you have been so supportive about, and many others, to get these kids on the boat. I know I talked to a grandfather the other day. He said, well, my kids and my grandkids are grown so far now, I'm darn glad I took them when I did, because, you know, one of them's involved with the chapter over in Sabine Neches, and the other one's involved with the chapter in Austin where he lives. And he said, I've just run out of anger. So I said, well, what about some of these kids that live next door? When you go, can't you get them on a boat? And he said, you know, by golly, that's a great idea. The kids are going to be the signpost for what the future holds. And
well, they always have been, and it's even more critical now. I mean, I remember, you know, back in the day, there was a lot of days I could have run trips, but I took my son and all of his friends, all the little league players on my ball teams, and just you know, spread the word. I mean, once you took them, it changed their lives. They stayed focused on doing something like that instead of getting in trouble or doing other things that they shouldn't have been.
Well,
doing.
That's just
they're all grown, and they're telling me where to go catch them now.
Well, that's
right. They've all turned out to be good kids, man.
I know. Well, they got hooked, but on the real thing, and that's what we're about. And I know that it really gives me a lot of joy, because that has been a focal point for CCA's approach. As of last year, we just broke through the $8 million mark in scholarships that we've given away to kids in the STAR Tournament. And, of course, the STAR Tournament itself is just it's just our membership drive. CCA didn't make a dime on STAR. We're just promoting the great resources that the state of Texas has to offer, and we want those kids on the boat. Heck, it only costs $10 for a kid to join CCA, and then we let them fish STAR for free. And this year, we're offering another $325,000 in scholarships. And one big thing that the tournament committee did about 3 or 4 years ago, we saw how useless many of these college educations are. And, of course, we don't need to go there, because I know how you and I feel about that. But the point is, the tournament committee changed everything in the contracts when we award, you know, $20,000, $30,000 per kid for catching a big sheephead or a big gaff top, whatever it may be. You know, 20 or 30 grand has the potential to truly change the life path of that child once they graduate from high school and get out. But the interesting twist is that we saw that college no longer had the teeth that it used to have. And so they changed everything in the contracts from making the awards available to an accredited college or university. Now that's been expanded to be an accredited college, university, trade school, technical school, or vocational training program.
There you go. So, sounds like a little micro put right there, buddy.
No, that's the way it's going to have to
trade.
Be. Because,
yep.
Hey, one daddy told me, he said, you know, a lot of those kids that are thinking about wanting to go to TCU or something like that, that's $3,000 per semester hour when he can get the exact same education at Lone Star College for $30 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, We had one guy that called and he said, look, my son doesn't want to go to college. He's not built for college, but by God, he wants to be a pilot. And in order for him to do that, you know, he's figured out that if he goes to aircraft mechanic school, that he can make a good living. And so that was what actually inspired the change. And I said, I want you to follow up with me after that deal works out. And it was like $30,000 to do the whole meal deal for aircraft mechanic school. He got out and was making $140,000 in his first year, and now is at age 20 making $210,000 as an aircraft mechanic. And I said, wow. Well, when's he going to be a pilot? He said, oh, hell, he doesn't care about being a pilot anymore.
He's not anymore.
Yeah. So, you know, these kind of things, and that's what STAR is offering. And I would say to any of the listeners that, gosh, if you don't have your own kid or grandkid, round up another kid for $10. They can become a member of CCA, and then they get to fish STAR for free. And
that
they
makes them eligible for the tournament, makes it free for them. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
I mean, $10.
Absolutely.
You can't even go buy a burger and fries for $10 anymore.
No, you can't. You can't. It's just
you
pathetic.
Can.
But it's also something, too, that doesn't mean that, you know, we've shorted any of the adults. We're giving away, man, it's a whopper this year, particularly with what inflation is. And we knew something was up, but we went back and valued the rest of the prizes in STAR. $1.9 million is being waived out there for all the adults as well. We're talking about 18 boats, five trucks. As a matter of fact, that's the Ford dealers. You talk about ramping things up. Nobody knows this. I haven't said anything to anybody, so I'm announcing it on this show. They just called and said, look, we just love CCA, and we've been with y'all since 83, and y'all get it done, and we're involved with the chapter boards on a lot of y'all's chapters. Look, let's just don't do that super cab anymore. We know everybody wants to have the super crew cab, the full-size four doors, and so they're ramping that up, and we didn't even ask about it. I mean, so we're giving away five of those F-150 super crews, and, of course, they're attached to a brand-new boat that Haney's building. They call it the Amigo, and it is one hell of a cat.
The Amigo? Y'all used to give away the Bigfoot with that package, right?
That's right.
Now it's the Amigo?
Yeah, it's called the Amigo, and, Mick, this is something. You know, when you and I were, dealing with high-wall boats, I call them, the Robbies and the Rollcrafts and Hydrosports and whatnot, who would have ever thought that they could get a boat that's dry, that has sides on it, but that even with a 150, and of course those Mercury Pro XS's are a hell of a 150, but it'll push that boat at 49 miles an hour. And it's a more expensive boat than the Bigfoot. And of course, you know, when you're talking about a boat that's over $100,000, what's happened with that, Mick? How about that madness?
Boy, I'll tell you, I had dinner with a boat dealer the other night at a fish fry I was at Friday night, and he and I were talking about the very same thing. That, I mean, he's been in the boat business his entire life, like I've fished all my life, and we never thought we'd ever see this kind of expense. Unbelievable. My first rig drive out was $4,800.
It's just nutsoid. I mean,
you can't even buy a boat trailer for that anymore.
No. No, no. And that's why, you know, what better way to, why not go ahead and win one in STAR, because we're giving away 18 of them. And, of course, all those trucks, those five Ford trucks are connected to five of the that new Haney Amigo. It's worthy of going on site and checking that boat out. It really is something. But then we've got everything for the inshore anglers, for sheep's head, gaff top. The only thing that, I'm just waiting until, you know, with these conservation measures that we put in place, you know, my aspiration is for you and I croak that we can get the trout numbers back up where we can reinstate it in STAR. And, you know, they're saying there's some pretty good evidence that Dr. Stuntz and these heart research people have found. And if we adhere to what they've adapted right now, we're talking about almost a 30% percent increase in the biomass, the number of fish, and particularly those in the 20 to 25 inch class,
awesome,
are fixing to mushroom over the course of the next 6-7 years. And you know, we got to have it, man, with all these people that are coming down. That's the one thing about fishing that keeps you and I going. All it takes is I'd love to have a blow up that looks like somebody dropping a
yeah, like the old days, looked like somebody dropped a Volkswagen on top of my top water.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
But it's anyhow, that's all that STAR is, and it's a great recruitment tool for us. As I said, a membership drive, and anybody that's not already a member, I hope they'll join, because, well, as a matter of fact, if they join today, we've started these getaway giveaways, and there's one actually going off tonight for those that sign on. One of the trips that is being done in the giveaway is tonight. They're going to be drawing for, or it closes at midnight tonight, for a 2-people, 4 nights, 5 days, with a day of offshore fishing included in there, and a premium room and lodging and meals, all inclusive, at the Buena Vista Oceanfront and Hot Springs Resort that's in the Baja Peninsula, about 30 miles north of Cabo. And, you know, I mean, that's just one that's going off if you get in by midnight tonight. And then we got and they'll draw it on Tuesday if you're an early bird. This is part of the early bird drawings, which expire on May the 5th. So folks got to hurry up to get in there. There's another one coming next week to Nosara, Costa Rica, for 8 days and seven nights for 8 people with lodging, you know, and staying in a fully equipped 2-bedroom house, which sits in its own, you know, jungle landscape to get complete privacy. And it has 3 half-days of fishing, of offshore fishing, for 4 people that goes with it, with breakfast and maid service and all. I mean, these are just little biddies because, you know, as the tournament committee said when we started this year, you know, people got a grim feeling about things right now. I mean, this, what all this crap that's happening in the global scene.
I'm telling you,
it's hard to be upbeat. And they said, come on, let's just give away a bunch of this stuff. And hopefully everybody can, you know, get out and go fishing and let their heads air out from just the madness.
Yeah, that's the biggest topic on a boat now when you take people out. I mean, they just can't believe how the country and the world and everything's just changing before their eyes, and they're out there to get an escape from that, get it off their minds, and enjoy some outdoor recreation. Well, Bill, I'm out of time already. I'm glad you were able to take our call this morning and get in, and a lot of good info, and hey, man, we've had some good times over the years together, and, hey, take care of yourself.
Nick, I love you, man.
Hey,
I love you
too, Bill.
We've
been on a roll for years.
Hey, you can call me anytime, and
I know it.
My
phone rings on the other end too, brother. You got it.
All right. We'll spend some more time on air.
Okay, you got it, Bill. Well, I enjoyed it. Great conversation, and good luck with whatever you're doing these days, which is a lot. I don't think either one of us will ever retire.
Well, <You know? laughs> as we said, getting back to what's going on, who can ever afford to retire at this rate?
Boy, anyway, I heard that.
No, I just love it. I love it. And hopefully we can pick this up again and maybe in about 2 or 3 weeks before the things kick off.
You got it. I'll look forward to
it. All right,
we'll
doctor,
make it happen,
appreciate
Captain.
Appreciate it.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Sir.
See you, man. Thanks. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, and I hope everybody has a wonderful Sunday, and, hey, I hope the Astros win today. Game time, I think pregame's at noon and first pitch 12:35 or whatever. But anyway, I'll be back next week, me and Jake, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.